Crows take on the Gold Coast Suns tomorrow afternoon. The players are already up on the Gold Coast, and one man who's about to join us is having a very good year across halfback. His name is Luke Brown. Lukey, how are you?
Good, thanks for having me, guys.
And you've had a run. How are the conditions up there?
No, it's nice and sunny at the moment. No wind, so perfect conditions. So hopefully it holds out for tomorrow.
Now, a lot of people, you look in the paper, huge expectation that you'll win and win quite comfortably. What do you see as a pass mark for you guys? What are you taking in there as an expectation against the Gold Coast?
We don't really have any expectations on the score. We just want to perform the way we know we can for four quarters, and I think we did that early on in the year, but the last few weeks we let ourselves down. So hopefully a four-quarter performance is what you'll see.
A lot of debate on our show today about the inclusion of Nathan Van Berlo and the, I guess, exclusion of Brad Crouch. How did Crouchy take it, and where do you see his career at right now?
Yeah, I haven't actually spoken to Brad. Obviously found out last night that he was put back, but he's a fantastic player, and we know when he's at his best, he's in our best 22 for sure. He's just had a bad run with injuries the last couple of years, and he just needs a bit more touch down in the sand for him. I'm sure he'll be back at his best, and it's great for Nathan to get another opportunity to show us what he can do, and hopefully he can hold his spot.
Just back on Brad, how is he around the club? There has been some criticism that he doesn't quite do enough off the field to prepare himself like the professional AFL players do now. Is that misguided?
Yeah, I think it is. I think he's doing a fair bit around the club to get himself right. He's always in the physios. And he's just trying to get his body right. I think that's the main thing. And hopefully he's getting that done properly, and he can go into games with confidence that he can perform. And yeah, like I said, we just need him to get his touch back up the level that we know it can be, and he'll be in our best 22 for sure.
Now, Tex spoke that he hasn't played a lot of footy in the last 18 months, and the game's moved on quite a lot since then. Is it the lack of stoppages, because he's such a great stoppage player, that you think's hurt him as well, or lack of interchange, or a bit of both?
It could be a bit of both. The game has definitely changed from last year as well. And yeah, from when he came in the game a couple of years ago, it was a lot more stoppages, and it suited his type of game style, but he's a powerful runner, and if we can get him the ball, we're more than happy for him to try and break that game open. And yeah, hopefully he goes down the sand for and does his job well for the team, and hopefully he can be back with us soon.
Luke, what will VB bring to the group tomorrow?
It's mostly his experience. He's played 200 odd games, and down back we're pretty young still, but his experience, and he's got a good kick, and hopefully he can maintain his performance that he's been going on the sandfall. He's been performing pretty well for us, and we just want him to defend first and then attack and get on the end of a few.
The midfield, you had two genuine middies out, only one's gone in, which would suggest to me that guys like Charlie Cameron may get another squirt through the midfield, which we absolutely loved with his pace. What else will be rejigged in that midfield? Because it needs not an overhaul, but a little bit of jigging, Brownie.
Yeah, I think there will be a few that could have a chance to go on in those wing spots. We have down back Ricky Henderson, Brody Smith, up forward Charlie Cameron. Those blokes can all play in the wing, and we have Seedsman, Rory Atkins. They're going along well through there. So we have quite a few numbers, which is always a good thing. You always want players with versatility, and they can cover multiple spots, and that's what we have at the moment, and it's great for our team.
One of the things that cost you a little bit last week was your attack from defence. Blokes like Seedsman, you mentioned, Brody Smith, another one, really quiet. No doubt opposition teams are now putting some attention to those guys because you've been so good at scoring from defence. Do you have a few things in play that if it happens again, you can go to?
Yeah, obviously they didn't perform the way they wanted to last week, and we obviously love the ball being in their hands because they're such penetrating kicks and ball movers. They can carry the ball and break those lines open, which is what we want. Hopefully they can help us out in defence first. I think that's where the game starts for them, and then they can attack from there, and we're looking to get them in the game pretty early. So hopefully they can get a few more touches and help us on the attacking side, and hopefully it doesn't get down there as much.
I think it's a good point you make, that it doesn't get down there as much. 16th against for inside 50s this year, which is remarkable how well you boys have been playing. As a defender, how do you talk about that during the week? Is it a whole group discussion, or is it just the mids that take the blame for that? How have you gone, and how have you dissected that?
No, it definitely is a whole group discussion. You can't just leave it up to one area. Everyone knows it's team defence that stops the opposition these days, and we need to be all clicking on the same cylinders to stop them coming in. And yeah, you can't just keep it to our lines, because our defenders, we need to be talking to the mids, and they need to be talking to the forwards to put the pressure on up forward so it doesn't get that far down. And Yeah, we're looking to rectify that this week.
Keep up your good form, Brownie. Fantastic. When's the little snoozer Rory Laird back? Fair dinkum. A sore toe can't keep you out for a month.
I know. I think he's put it on a bit, just having a little holiday, a little relaxation. But no, we really look forward to getting him back. And I'm not sure how far he is, but yeah, he's really important to our side, and he does create a lot of drive through those intercept possessions. So yeah, hopefully he can come back pretty soon.
Well, Luke, there's the opportunity, mate. He gets about 30 each week, so the chance to pick up the slack for you. You've been enjoying a good year. We hope that continues again on Saturday.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
There you good go. Luck. Luke Brown, great young
unsung
defender.
Unsung hero, mate.
Been really consistent player. Yeah. Upped his attacking play, getting more possessions this year, which I think is what James Podsiadly was keen for him to do. And there is an opportunity for him to provide a bit more drive on the weekend. Laird's been out, and they've missed him, so a few people have to step up. But Luke Brown there, very good player for the Adelaide Football Club, our guest.